This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, episode 201. Hope you enjoyed the last episode. Yeah, I'm back to, you know, complain and throw out shade and all those sorts of things. But it was fun to thank everybody in episode 200. I would like to thank Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay on Northdale Mabry, for their support of the Todd Wright Toddcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. When you are in the market for a different vehicle, it can be a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned make and model of something other than Ford available on the lot, you go to Bill Curry Ford. You ask to speak personally to Sean Sullivan. He is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. Sean writes $1,000 checks to the winner of every league annually in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Sean has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com. Sean wants to know what you want and how to get you into it. I went through the process with Sean, and I found it to be more than palatable, very quick. I was very happy, and I want you to ask for Sean Sullivan when you're in the market for a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, Ford or other make and model on the Bill Curry lot. If you cannot get to Sean Sullivan, he is the GM. He is busy. Some might look at you funny and say, well, what can I do for you? You ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace Thomas that Todd Wright sent you. And Grace Thomas will get you connected with Sean Sullivan to talk about a new or pre-owned vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including the most recent 5th annual Todd Wright Tour Championship, our 37th golf tournament overall at a Brandon Legal Group favorite course, Eagle Brook in Lakeland. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full-service means post-judgment. Full-service means family law. Full-service means child support adjustment. Full-service means divorce. Full-service means, some of you actually filled in the blank. Yes, that's what full-service means. Remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area for a free consult. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, click the box to request a free consultation, or call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. If you'd like a name for when you call and to reference me, fine. When you call, ask for Sean Storch. Sean Storch. He is my contact at Brandon Legal Group. Tell him I sent you, and he will listen to what your needs are, and he will either take care of it or put you with the right person to set up your free consultation. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Email wright.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, toddwright2121, Instagram. Same with Twitter. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. The NBA for years has been trying to be on Christmas to you what the NFL is on Christmas to you. I'm sorry, what the NFL is on Thanksgiving to you. It hasn't worked. It hasn't. Not even close. But the NBA keeps doing it. They played 5 games on December 25th of 2021. I remember none of them, even though 3 of the teams that played are in the final 4 of these NBA playoffs. They had a Jazz Mavericks game, a Nets Lakers game, a Warriors Suns game, a Celtics Bucks game, and a Hawks Knicks game. 5 games. Starts at roughly 12 noon, through your afternoon, and all the way into completing your evening. 5 games, Christmas Day. So my guess is that the NBA planned on doing something similar to that again in Christmas 2022. My advice to the NBA is don't. Know your role. Know you're already beat. I'm not saying give up your Christmas altogether, but this year, it's not worth your time. Give your league and television partner employees not only the day off, give them the entire weekend off. Why? because you have no chance against the NFL schedule. You don't. Now, sure, if you put the Warriors on against the Celtics, there will probably be some people in Oakland and Boston who will watch that game. Good for you. But are you going to draw a national audience? No. The NFL, for the first time ever, is playing three games on Christmas. They've pretty much taken over the entire day and night. And they even acknowledged, with all due respect to the NBA. No, it's not with all due respect to the NBA. It's like, it's a Sunday. Fuck you. And I like it. Because it actually now gives me something to watch on Christmas Day. Whether my team is playing or not, I might have action against the spread or the total or props. Fantasy football will certainly be in play on Christmas Day, season long and daily. Here are the three games. Packers, Dolphins. So even if you want to put Giannis against the Heat, I'm sorry, the people in Wisconsin and Miami will be more interested in the Packers-Dolphins game, which is a Miami home game, so weather should not be an issue, at 1 o'clock on Christmas Day. Then, same audience rolls over to Broncos at Rams. Again, weather should not be a factor in Los Angeles. Broncos-Rams, so if you were planning to put the Lakers or the Clippers or the two-time MVP, Jokic and the Nuggets, yeah, the fans of Denver and LA, they already have a game to follow that day. Now, sure, you can make the argument there are more Lakers fans than there are Rams fans, but still, you're going to lose this battle. And then the night game is Tom Brady. Do I need to say more? It's Tom Brady in prime time on Christmas night. It's Bucks at Cardinals, for those of you that don't know the teams. So if you plan to put the Suns on, yeah, they're probably more interested in watching what their Cardinals do against Tom Brady. Not all, maybe not Suns season ticket holders coming off that blasting in Game 7 against the Mavericks. But that's the NFL schedule on Christmas Day. The pregame shows will start no later than 12:30. Unless you're over on NFL Network, then they start at what, like 9:30 in the morning. Packers-Dolphins, early afternoon. Broncos-Rams, late afternoon. Buccaneers-Cardinals, evening. Weather, not a factor. Ho, 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 no snow, snow, snow. Games are in Miami, LA, roof, Cardinals. Roof, if needed, won't be. Probably be very nice in Phoenix on Christmas night. Yeah, so what's your move, NBA? No, they haven't announced a schedule yet because they're not to that point. But the NBA has always tried to be your sports destination on Christmas Day. Just give everybody the day off. You can't do it. It's not worth it. You can't draw a national audience against the NFL. Admit, they're better than you. Bigger audience. Don't do it. Give your employees the day off. As a matter of fact, give them the weekend off. Because on Saturday the 24th, virtually everybody else in the NFL plays. Yeah. 1 o'clock games on Saturday the 24th. Falcons-Ravens, Lions at Panthers, Seahawks at Chiefs, Saints at Browns, Texans at Titans, Bengals at Patriots, Giants at Vikings, Bills at Bears. 2 4 o'clock games. Washington at San Francisco, Eagles at Dallas. And then, yes, there is a Christmas Eve game in primetime, Raiders at Steelers. Oh, and oh, there's a Monday night game on the 26th, Chargers at Colts. So I actually like Adam Silver for the most part as the commissioner of the NBA. Admit when you're beat. You're beat. You could play your five games or, you know, four or three on Christmas Day and take your hardcore local audience you know, ESPN and ABC could be saying, well, hey, you know, well, ESPN and ABC are now a bigger part of the NFL package. They'll probably be cool with this. Take the year off. You can't win. Instead of making players and coaches and NBA staff and rights holders who work the television production, the radio announcers, after all these, give them the day off. Give them the weekend off. Maybe play Friday the 23rd. You can come back on Monday the 26th if you want and go up against Chargers Colts. Sure. Take the weekend off. No NBA on the 24th and 25th because you have no national audience on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day. You can come back next year and try it again, or you might get so much positive feedback from everybody actually being able to enjoy their holiday who has a connection from an employment standpoint in your league that you just admit, you know what? We're better off not even doing this. But at least for 1 year, the NBA should admit we can't gain a national audience for any game. Now, if you can somehow put the Dream Team against the 96 Chicago Bulls, and Michael Jordan and Pippen still play for the Bulls, yeah, I'll watch that. But I need the Dream Team from Barcelona at that age against Michael and Scottie, coached by Phil at that age. Yeah, I'd watch that game. There's no other game I can think of that would make me watch your product against the NFL on December 24th or 25th. Let's see how arrogant the NBA is when they announce their schedule on what they do on the 24th and 25th. Because I know what they should do. Give everybody the weekend off. You can't win. It's not worth it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.